This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast, slightly later than normal on Wednesday the 12th of September. Mike Kavanagh's header gave Japan a 1-0 friendly win over the United Arab Emirates in Niigata last week. But how did this prepare them for the serious business of last night's match with Iraq and a reunion with a famous old friend? Stay tuned to find out, and for a roundup of all the big news from the second round of the Emperor's Cup. Well, hello again, and the Japan national team have moved into a commanding position at the top of Group B in the final round of Asian qualifying for the 2014 World Cup, following a 1-0 victory over Iraq at Saitama Stadium on Tuesday evening. Ryoichi Maeda netted the only goal on 25 minutes to take the Samurai Blue 6 points clear of Jordan, who enjoyed a shock 2-1 win over Australia in Amman. Both the Socceroos and Iraq are now 8 points off the pace, albeit with one game in hand. Alberto Zaccheroni was forced into a last-minute reshuffle after Manchester United midfielder Shinji Kagawa withdrew from the side, having hurt his back in training. Hiroshi Kiyotake started on the left of midfield, with Shinji Okazaki on the right. Suspensions for defenders Atsudo Uchida and Yuzo Kurihara saw Yuichi Komano come in at right-back and Masahiko Inoha partner Maya Yoshida in the centre. Iraq coach Zico claimed to know everything about Japan before the game, having played for Kashima Antlers in the first two J-League seasons and managed the national team between 2002 and 2006. His selection was somewhat eccentric, however, with fully 10 changes to the starting lineup and full international debuts handed to youngsters Ali Bajat and Walid Salim. If anything, this at least had the effect of confusing the Japanese defenders when it came to who they should be marking at set pieces. Hamadi Ahmad had a great chance to open the scoring for the visitors when he was found completely unmarked at the far post from an Iraq corner, but his shot flew wide via a slight deflection off Yuto Nagatomo. However, Japan slowly found their rhythm midway through the first half, with Okazaki and Maeda resuming the fine understanding they demonstrated at last year's Asian Cup to create the crucial opener. Okazaki volleyed the ball across the 6-yard line for the Jubilo Iwata forward to react quickest and head past Noor Sabri. The home side remained in control thereafter, but struggled to create many chances while occasionally offering Iraq hope on the counter. Ahmed Yassin forced a decent save out of Eiji Kawashima a few minutes before half-time, with an excellent shot that curled around Komano. Japan were more careful on the ball in the second period and appeared content to hold on to both possession and points. They did create the best two opportunities, however, both falling to the head of Honda. The Cheska Moscow man missed the target from Nagatomo's cross before connecting more cleanly with a pinpoint ball from the deeper lying Kiyotake, only to watch Sabri push it onto the post. Speaking to Asahi TV after the game, Zaccheroni said, "I am very happy to get the victory and the 3 points. It was a hard game between two teams that both expect to qualify for the World Cup, but we did well to win 1-0. I wasn't worried about the opponents because I felt we would win if we played our game, but they put out 11 players in good condition and made things difficult at times. We want to get our ticket to the World Cup as quickly as possible, so our thoughts now immediately turn to the next game." Goalscorer Maeda added, "Oka sent in a great cross just like we had practiced in training for me to score. We had fantastic supporters around us tonight, and I was happy to get the winning goal for them." Over the weekend, there were upsets aplenty as the J-League sides entered the Emperor's Cup at the second round proper, with six suffering immediate elimination at the hands of non-league opposition. The biggest casualties were Sanfrecce Hiroshima, currently second in J1, who slipped to a 2-1 defeat against FC Imabari of the 4th tier Shikoku League. Hisato Sato looked to have prevented embarrassment for Hiroshima when his 75th minute equaliser cancelled out an early opener from Yusei Morikawa. But Shuya Takahashi lofted a perfect ball over the defence for Daiki Takada to volley Imabari into the last 32. Cup holders FC Tokyo also went out at the first hurdle, at home to Yokogawa Musashino of the third level Japan Football League, thanks to a last minute goal from Keisuke Iwata. Meanwhile, high-flying Sagan Tosu suffered an identical fate in their home tie with J-League promotion hopefuls Kamata Mare Sanuki. Consadole Sapporo lost on penalties to Nagano Parcero, currently top of the JFL but ineligible for promotion until their new stadium is completed, while Vissel Kobe lost 2-1 to Sagawa Shiga. J2 leaders Vanfore Corfu went down on spot kicks to Fukushima United of the 4th tier Tohoku League Division 1. It was not all bad news for the big clubs, however, as Jubilo Iwata ran out 7-0 winners over FC Suzuka Ranpole, while Kashima Antlers thrashed the University of Tsukuba 7-1. In the most remarkable matchup of the round, defending J-League champions Kashiwa Reysol emerged as 3-0 victors against their own under-18 side. A full list of results can be found at the Minutecast website. That's minutecast.footballjapan.jp. Well, that's all from me for today. I'll be back next week with a normal J-League roundup featuring a clash of the top two. Bye for now.